You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales will ease a host of restrictions on indoor and outdoor gatherings, plus scrap compulsory face masks in shops as it notches up 10 consecutive days without a new local COVID-19 case. Residents will now be able to invite 30 people inside their homes, while picnics and other outdoor gatherings can number 50 people. Funeral and wedding numbers have also been lifted to 300 people, and caps have also been removed altogether on corporate events, religious gatherings and hospitality venues, with the 4 square metre rule still applying. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says some rules regarding masks will also be eased.
We will say that you will need to wear a mask on public transport. You will need to wear a mask if you are a frontline hospitality worker facing the public. In relation to retail staff, in relation to the public, we recommend a mask when you can't guarantee social distancing, but it will not be compulsory if you're going retail shopping or if you're a retail worker, or obviously if you're attending a hospitality venue. However, if you are catching public transport, you are going to a place of worship, so whether you go to a church, a synagogue or a mosque, you will need to wear a mask.
Ms Berejiklian added mask wearing will also remain compulsory in places like gaming rooms, aged care facilities, health facilities and in beauty salons and hairdressing salons for both staff and patrons. Chief Medical Officer Dr Kerry Chant says while the risk of community transmission is low at this time, she's still urging people from communities in Western and Southwestern Sydney to come forward for testing.
We want to ensure that there are no undetected chains of transmission. Our focus is particularly on Western Sydney and Southwestern Sydney. So as a special call out to those communities, please come forward for testing. That will allow us to block any unrecognised chains of transmission.
And in the ACT, several tourists have been referred to police after allegedly travelling to Parliament House in Canberra from a coronavirus red zone in Sydney. ACT police are making inquiries into the potential breach of travel rules in response to the group of visitors from the Cumberland area of Sydney. The suspected breach happened on Tuesday, but it wasn't linked to Australia Day rallies. Meanwhile, a new $24 million advertising campaign is being rolled out to encourage Australians to get the coronavirus vaccine.
Australia is working hard to ensure we all have access to safe, effective and free COVID-19 vaccines, which will give us the protection to go about our everyday life.
It details how vaccines will be rolled out to priority groups, including the elderly, Australians with disabilities and frontline workers. Dr Margaret Heffernan is an expert in health behaviours and cross-cultural communication from RMIT University in Melbourne, and says the government needs to make sure advertising campaigns targets migrant and refugee communities. She's concerned about a lack of representation by these groups at the planning phase and warns that the current English language campaigns may need to be adapted for some groups.
It's absolutely fundamental that at every step of the way they're checking, is what we're planning, are we getting the expert advice from the particular cultural group that we're intending to target? What are their main forms of communication? How do they get their public health information? And are we sufficiently using that expertise?
Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says the government is taking seriously the need to inform all Australians about the vaccine.
We are keen to see every person in Australia receive the COVID-19 vaccine. We're working very closely with many community leaders, including the representatives of culturally and linguistically diverse communities across Australia, with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community leaders and with many others, so that we can get the information out about the safety and the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Quarantine-free travel from New Zealand will be suspended until at least Thursday, prompting a rebuke from Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Ms Ardern has told Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison that she's disappointed by the decision, saying she believes the situation in New Zealand is well under control, adding she's considering forming trans-Tasman travel bubbles directly with Australian states instead of a nationwide agreement. The suspension came after a woman in New Zealand tested positive for a highly contagious virus strain found in South Africa, and for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.